Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Monday. My name is Audrey, and I'm with you today, as I am every week, to help you know, me know, all of us know. That we are the miracles manifesting every moment. And sometimes it can feel like a challenge. That doesn't mean it's not a miracle. So now let us begin, as we always do, with our breathing attunement. And clearly, if you're doing something that must have your attention, please put your attention on that. Otherwise, sit back. Take off your shoes, loosen anything that might be tight, and give yourself this time to truly, truly, truly have a renewal, transformational experience. And we're going to do a very basic and yet very powerful breathing, and then perhaps we will get more fancy and complicated. Again, have your back straight. Shoes off. Belt open. Collar loose. In other words, be comfortable. And now take in a nice, soft, deep breath into your diaphragm. Chest, throat, and head. Hold and softly and slowly let go. Release. Breathe in again. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and release. Let go. And now breathe in love, light, blessing, and miracles. And let all of this filter totally through you, around you, and within you. Becoming fully an aspect of who you are. And gently and slowly exhale. Feel, allow, vision, smell, taste. Breathe in. Prosperity. Love. Creativity. Miracle. Hold. 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 And gently let go. Continue breathing at your own pace. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and softly exhale. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. And continue breathing. Good. And our affirmation, our prayer, our intention, our mantra, our visualization, our expression of truth is, I am miraculous. I am open to the largesse of the universe. I allow myself to be blessed. I am a blessing. Now say this. Write this. Feel it. Dance it. Sing it. Draw it. Be it. Feel it in every pore, every cell, every scintilla, every neuron, everything of who you are, from the tips of your fingers to the hair on your head or your eyebrows or wherever. I am miraculous. I allow and open to miracles in my life. I live a breakthrough life. I welcome the glories of creation now. What happens to you when I say this or you say this? Do you go, yes? Is there some part that goes, no? You go, what will I have to do to get it? How is that going to happen? Maybe you go something like, it hasn't happened yet. Why would it happen now? Or maybe you're going, yes, it's happening. Will it continue happening? What about if it stops? Oh, my. Folks, life is an ongoing journey. We know this. And for us to really do well, we have to take steps. It isn't as though a person simply sits and everything happens unless that person is such a powerful, deep, peaceful, pensive, yet centered and light meditator, visionary, allower. And we have that capacity. However, most people, as the earth is currently constructed energetically, most people have to take steps. Therefore, there is something to give, to do, to have, whether it's creating a plan, whether it's doing it intuitively. There's something to be done. No one, unless they are literally forced to, spend their entire life sitting in a chair. And if someone has to sit in a chair, like the amazing, amazing, amazing physicist, Stephen Hawking, his mind is beyond active and he speaks through that mechanical device. So he is not, quote unquote, just sitting in his chair. He is actively engaged in life. How engaged are you? Am I? Or any of us? The topic for today's show is pay up front or on the back end. And I'm bringing this forth for lots of reasons. The talk for a number of years has been about the obesity epidemic, as though it's a disease walking around that someone can catch if they walk under the wrong tree. Folks, it isn't like that. It really isn't. And whether it's any other kind of addiction, it's a behavioral situation. And I know that at this point, Almost every addiction, I'm saying almost in case there's one that this is different for, is now called a disease. Dis-ease, out of ease. And I know what it can feel like. I had a food addiction, for sure. Especially in my growing up years and in my teen years and on and off some of my younger adult years. As much as I had wanted to sometimes stop eating, it was really hard. I would have fights with myself at the refrigerator. One hand holding the refrigerator, my mind going, don't eat that, you don't want it, and my other hand shoving food into my mouth. It wasn't until years later when a friend of mine, another healer, had tuned in and said, you had a sugar addiction. This was at a time when that kind of language wasn't even language. It wasn't even part of a thought pattern. I was told by my parents at the time, although I didn't believe this, you're simply lazy with no willpower. And then some of that incorporated, and then I had to release that, make peace with that. So, folks, addictions, whether it's food or any of this, one, do you pay on the front, up front, or on the back end? And the reason I'm bringing this up is when people say there's an epidemic, it's food, habits, and patterns. And we are in charge of that. When anyone, and I mean anyone, chooses to buy denatured food, white flour, white sugar, packaged, genetically mutilated, chemicalized, toxic, GMO, that's the genetically mutilated. I know they say modified, it's mutilated to me. And think they're getting a good deal because that costs less than actual food, especially organic food. So they think they're getting a deal, so they don't pay much money on the front end. What happens on the back end? What happens? Disease. Mega doctor bills. Huge pharmaceutical bills. And I say specifically pharmaceutical rather than herbs or nutritional because usually, not always, but usually, folks who choose to eat this denatured food are also, again, frequently, the people that will take pharmaceuticals, making themselves, on the whole, sicker. So they may have seemed to pay less money up front on the food, but on the back end, health crashes, obesity, or cancer, or acid reflux, or diabetes, any number of other out of balance dis-ease can occur, which makes them function less well than someone who is truly well, plus really heightens their medical bills. So it is not more economical to eat garbage and junk, which I'm sorry it is the way I call that stuff. That's what it really is. Than to pay some more money up front. And if it's too much money to buy organic, then truly, truly invest in an SD501 or a K8. And yes, I know it costs money. I have one. And you can learn about it again at Kangen Demo, K-A-N-G-E-N-D-E-M-O, or go to my website. That shows you the demo, and go to Goddess, G-D-E-S-S, Heart, H-E-A-R-T, water.com. And we have payment plans, and this water will clean out your system, alkalinize you, which means that most likely you'll never get cancer or diabetes, especially if you start eating correctly. And you'll be oxidized. This is the best antioxidant I know of. And you'll start getting healthier and healthier and healthier. And many folks, including myself, don't have medical bills. There's a confusion in some people's minds and ways of thinking about, quote-unquote, the way things are. And yes, it takes courage to do things differently. Because sometimes, finances to pay, there are attitudes to deal with, there are seemingly obstacles. However, if we don't keep getting wiser and learning more and up-leveling our consciousness, we'd still be living in caves. And although I have found some caves gorgeous, truthfully, I don't want to live in one. I do want to live in a lot more ecological environment than I currently do. I would like the whole planet to be much more ecologically sound. And to do that, because I have a mega commitment to that, I am urging everyone to pay attention to what you do when you buy things. For instance, the very paper. We use paper in almost everything. From toilet paper, bathroom tissue, to actual tissues if someone doesn't use a handkerchief, paper napkins, although at home I use cotton cloth napkins and simply wash them. Well, I let the washing machine wash them. To paper towels, which I again don't use. I have cloth, so I'm not dealing with trees. To magazines, to newspapers, to business cards, to brochures, to packing boxes and envelopes, to books, and many, many, many other products. I did mention packaging, right? That's a huge amount of paper. Huge. And I found out from a website called greenpressinitiative.org that our use in the United States, the books printed that are read yearly, destroy, chop down 30 million trees. I was horrified. 30 million trees every year destroyed for books. And I love books and I read. However, and if you're from New York or you've ever been to New York, that amount of trees, according to greenpressinitiative.org, equals 1,153 times the amount of trees in Central Park. That's a small city. In Florida, I would venture to say it's the size of the amount of trees in Water Hill and Lauderdale Lake, quite possibly, to quote-unquote cities. And we don't have to do that. We could use 100% post-consumer recycled paper. What does that mean, you might be asking? Because I found there were people I know, that didn't know what that meant. That surprised me. 100% means all of it. That everybody understood. All of it. Not 80%, not 70%, 100%. Everything. Post-consumer means paper that has already been used. So no trees are being chopped down or destroyed. Recycled, it means it's getting reused after it goes through a process. Now, there are processes that use and waste more resources than others. So use and processed in an ecological manner also. And then no trees destroyed. This is so important to me. So very important to me to avoid using regular paper, also called virgin paper, or even paper with a little bit of recycledness in it, that my first mega book, the Mother's Manual, that I so, so much would love to see in print, more than I even know how to say, has to be printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. price was just so high. So I put the book on Kindle and Nook, where you can find it, or go through my website, themothersmanual.com. Sign up for the protective prayer or the free Mother's Manual sampler. And check out the book. Now my new book, My Children's ABC Affirmation Art Coloring Book, called What If You Are and Life is Miraculous. That book is going to be printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. Why? So our kids have a world in which to grow up. So our grandkids and our great-grands and on down the line have trees on the planet so they can breathe. So that global warming is considerably slowed down. And yes, folks, we can do it. It takes a consciousness, attitudinal shift. And what can you do? You can participate in this. Because if we don't, we're going to have a heck of a lot of problems. I'll give you some of the stats from GreenPressInitiative.org. Why 100% post-consumer recycled paper is vital. Vital. To you, your family, your kids, your friends, your associates. And it doesn't matter if you're so rich you think you can go somewhere. Where are you going to go? Unless you orbit the planet, you still have to live here. As I said, each year approximately 30 million trees are used to make the book sold in the United States. 1,105 times the number of trees in Central Park. And many of these trees are sourced from endangered forests with devastating impacts on the people and wildlife that rely on them. So if someone's thinking, well, it's not in my backyard, who cares? What goes around comes around. Have you noticed a change in the weather? The kinds of hurricanes, the frequency, the virulence? Nobody gets off from this. Nobody. If there's an explosion somewhere, a volcano, a war, any of the toxins that are released circulate the globe. Any radioactivity that is released circulates the globe. In fracking, destroying our groundwater, the first places that feel the poison and the damage are those that are local. But this is groundwater. Do you honestly think it stays in one place? No! Flows throughout the planet. And not only that, at a certain point, some of that water evaporates, comes down as rain. And it doesn't stay only in one place. It moves. Water doesn't sit still. It moves. It sloshes. It flows. It splashes. Folks, this is for everyone. Very commoner years ago, in the 1960s, years ago, talked about this in the closing circle. He talked about having all toilets being composting toilets. People didn't do it. I thought he was brilliant. He is brilliant. People wake up. So, if we don't use, let me give you more statistics from Green Press Initiative. Deforestation, chopping down forests, getting rid of trees, accounts for 25%, that's one-fourth, of human-caused carbon dioxide emissions. That's just getting rid of the thought. I don't mean just like it's nothing. It's horrible. Refusing to use 100% post-consumer recycled paper manufactured ecologically contributes in good part to global warming. So if our paper products were made of this most sustainable variety, we will be breathing better. Plus which, we would have a better amount of forests. And in case you're thinking, nah, they're cutting down the forests to make furniture, which is part of it, paper accounts for nearly 40% of the waste stream. Not how much of the forest is done. The waste stream, junk, garbage, waste, 40%. That's almost half. That's landfill. Plus which, when that stuff starts to decay, it puts out methane, which is worse for us, worse for the planet, than carbon dioxide. It is a horror. It's a horror. It is so dangerous and toxic. Truly a major problem. And why is post-consumer recycled paper more money? Simply because it's not as frequently used. Again, according to Green Press Initiative, over the course of its lifetime, post-consumer recycled fiber requires 30 to 40% less energy than virgin fiber. So one would think it would be less money. But no, it's not. It's more money. And it's estimated that in the United States newsprint, that's 35% recycled fiber, more than books. Because on average, it's estimated that the U.S. book industry uses less than 10% recycled fiber for its paper. And I don't even know if that's post-consumer. It's a drop in the bucket. It's better than nothing. Yes, yes, yes. Now I can't do things that way. That's impossible for me. It's out of my integrity. It's out of alignment. It's out of what I teach. It's a no. So my new book, What If You Are and Life Is Miraculous, is having its own fundraising. And I am inviting you to invite everyone you know and go to our Indiegogo site. And the short URL where you can find it is tinyurl.tinyurl.com/OZ QQODM. Again, that's tinyurl.com/OZ QQODM and read through the site. Touches your heart, your head, any part of it, and you go, ah. In addition to this book, Saving Forests and Our Planet, it's a really good book. This is an amazing book. Kids need this book because it gets them curious and it opens their creativity, which is super important. And then donate. And all contributions, every single one of them, is tax deductible to the fullest extent allowable by law because it's going through my nonprofit ASHE. Donation out of all this funds will go to ASHE. And the book will be printed. And we have giveaways. You have to donate a minimum of $25 to get one of our gift giveaways. But you could donate $1, $10, $25, $20, $15, $30, $50, $100. You could donate $1,000. You can donate whatever you like. Make a difference. Give till your heart smiles. Give till your heart smiles. Not your stomach, not your butt, not your head, your heart. When your heart feels good, that's how much you give. And refrain from comparing yourself to anyone else. Everyone's in their own physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic frequency vibration. Give till your heart smile. And share, share, share. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatifabc.com/whatifabc. And participate with us. Be part of what's happening. This is the excitement. It's also been shown, according to GreenPressInitiative.org, that it is estimated, and studies have shown that 80% of readers, that means 8 out of 10, 4 out of 5, are willing to spend more money for books made with recycled paper and environmentally responsible paper. That's this book. There have also been studies that have shown that forests that are replanted over a course of 70 years do not trap as much CO2, carbon dioxide, as natural forests. So it's a misthought. It's a faulty thought pattern to think that replanting forests means that we could just chop them down. No, it does not. They are not the same. That's like saying make vitamins from chemicals, it's the same as natural. It is not. And if scientists measure and say, yes, it is, it's because they do not have the kind of measuring devices that know how to sense the living energy in something that's actually alive. They don't know how to do that yet. Also, animals don't live in those quote-unquote replanted forests in the same way that animals live in real forests. So it's destroying habitat. And if animals don't live there, not the same. And usually those replanted forests do it in little rows of the same kind of tree. That's not a forest. Sustainable. We need many different kinds of trees living together properly and harmoniously. And when something is natural, that's the way it usually is. Did you know that emissions from pulp and paper mills are the fourth largest industrial source of greenhouse gases in the United States? Use recycled, it won't be that same kind of statistics. Again, I'll say it in another way. Though not often associated with global warming, the paper industry is the third or fourth largest source of industrial greenhouse gas emissions in most developed countries, which is us. In fact, paper has impacts all through its life cycle. And over 40% of the global industrial wood harvest is used to make paper. So that means almost half of the trees chopped down are strictly for paper. We don't need to do that. You can get toilet paper made from recycled paper. Yes, it costs a little more on the front end. It does. And it is such a boon on the back end. If you're going to use paper napkins and paper towels, use recycled. If you're going to have business cards, and I do, brochures, print paper, recycled, and as much post-consumer recycled as you can. The same for notebooks. When I bought notebooks for this year, and you can get notebooks for 99 cents, $2. I paid $7. That's a lot of money for a notebook. But it's made of 100% recycled fiber. Hold on. Excuse me. Most of it is post-consumer. People, we have to be responsible for what we do. And when people say they're spiritual, they're religious, and they pay no attention to this, you're missing the whole experience, or a good part of what it even means to be spiritual. It isn't only that you feel the light of creation through you. That's part of it. And I'm a channel. And that is one of the most glorious feelings ever. It's also living and safeguarding this planet. That is a spiritual and a religious, which the two are different, and responsible way of living. And if somebody really wants to call themselves a man or a woman, that's what they do. Although I'm not meaning for this to be finger pointing, I am going to ask, how do you live? Do you live like that? Do you pay attention to anything like this? We all need to. Each and every one of us has to do better with love, with light, with patience. We can't anymore play I didn't know. That game is over. Done. And for anyone who thinks someone is going to come, either from another planet, an extraterrestrial, an avatar, a piece of God flying down, or goddess flying down to wave a magic wand and save us all, I'm going to tell you, don't hold your breath. We are all a piece of God, goddess, source, the universe, each and every one of us. That salvation is within and in cooperation with others. We are the ones. We are the ones with the energy and light, and it is incumbent upon us to evolve ourselves and create other kinds of shifts. The game of fighting and war, that's very low level. And yes, I know a lot of people are playing that game. It's low level. Go beyond. Go beyond. Let me tell you what the study was that I was quoting from about the forest. According again to greenpressinitiative.org, forests that have been cleared and allowed to regrow do not store as much carbon as an undisturbed forest. In one study in Ohio, a forest that was cleared and allowed to regrow for 70 years stored only half as much carbon as a nearby forest that had never been disturbed. Bad. Not good. Bad, 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 bad. 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 The production impact. The paper industry contributes 9% of total carbon dioxide. Let me say it again. The paper industry contributes 9% of total carbon dioxide emissions just from manufacturing. Disposal impact. Paper makes up 26% of landfills. Degradation produces methane, as I said, a greenhouse gas with 23 times the heat trapping capacity of carbon dioxide. So it means planet gets hot, 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 because all that methane is released into the air, which is a poison, 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 poison. Landfills are the source of 34% of methane releases, the single largest source in the United States. And this is from paper, people. We can change that. Again, if this appeals to you and you would like a fabulous book for your kid, any child, school near you, if you'd like to see the current generation grow up to be smart and brilliant and amazing problem solvers, absolutely take yourself to tinyurl.com/OVIQODM. QQODM. tinyurl.com/OVQODM. And do something. Donate. Give. Give, give, give. And why, what if your life, you are, and life is miraculous? What are some of the benefits? All right, one of the features is the book has some of the most amusing, interesting, and challenging words of any book for children and adults. And it keeps both the parent, teacher, caregiver, and children interested every time they read the book. The art, it's my art, Audrey Ohm art, art that opens the heart. The graphic design is by the amazing Yvette Wasserman. It's intriguing, different, funny, deep. So the parent and the child are involved in looking at the art. And this art shifts the energy of the person. That is a benefit. It up-levels the consciousness and energy of the person simply by looking at the art. And coloring it in is a fun activity. You can see the art in any direction, giving the adult and child the opportunity to see at least four different perspectives in each art piece. And there are 26, because there are 26 letters in the alphabet. It's an ABC book with art for each letter and words for each letter. And when you talk about perspective, whether simple or complicated, this adds to the ability of a child to know that anything can be seen in different perspectives. The affirmation aspect of what that is adds to the child's and the adult's self-esteem, inner strength, well-being. When you do this in a very light, seemingly fun, carefree way, this book effortlessly builds a child's character, intelligence, and wisdom. And the child laughs and laughs. I've had kids read the book. There are testimonials, and they want to read it. This is a book that can be shared. Anyone can, in the family can find something of value. Boy or girl, all cultures. Some of the words are made up of few, which gives the child permission to use her or his initiative, creativity, and brilliance. The ABC portion of the book gives the beginning reader an opportunity to play with the letters, while the more advanced reader gets a heightened sense of the intricacies, rhythm, and balance of language. This gives encouragement to creates new ways of thinking, thereby enhancing the originality of the thought. As the child matures, this can lead to breakthroughs in every area of life and all subjects. including science, language arts, and math. When people get into theoretical physics, for example, all the ideas scientists had about the way the world works fly right out the window, as the field smaller than the smallest quanta have been shown to operate in ways that defy what scientists of the highest caliber have known to be true. So it's good to start openness of thinking and worldview early, so these kids have that tool with them right from the start. And in this world of such diversity and talents and abilities and intellect, this book will appeal because the kids laugh when they look at the art. They talk about it. It shifts a sad face to a happy one. I'm a healer. The art is imbued with the energy of transformation. And at this point, and in the future, it is vital that we all grow and transform. Clearly, the fact that the book is on 100% post-consumer recycled paper, it will be with your help. I am asking for your help and support. I am asking, and we will all benefit, because you and I are taking steps in planetary sustainability, increasing children's creativity, ability, joy, and desire to read, and creating a joyous, fun-loving opportunity for your child, for someone else's child, for your grandchild, for your school, and your family. And when the book is fully colored in, if you should so choose, and the ABC page also can be colored in, so there are literally 52 pages that can be used to color in, you still have a viable book, because you still have all the words. And believe me, they are interesting words. So the book stays excellent for use, for reading, creating stories, writing plays, acting out vignettes, sharing activities in groups or alone, always means helping the planet. And ultimately, that means helping yourself and your family. Again, go to Facebook. Facebook.com/whatifabc. You can go directly to my Indiegogo page, or the book's Indiegogo page, because really it's for the book. And that's tinyurl, T-I, you have to actually type that in, tinyurl, tinyurl.com/OVIsInVictory, QQODM, or call me. 888-757-3223. Next Saturday, Sunday, January 18th, there is the Fort Lauderdale Peace Talk put together by Terry Conover, former president of Toastmasters of Las Olas, current president of Plantation Toastmasters. This is at a delightful venue, the Flagler Village Farm at 601 Northeast 3rd Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. And you can get information on where else? Obviously on the web. You can get information on Facebook at Fort Lauderdale Peace Talk or Terrence Conover, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Conover. And some of us did painted art on the ground. My first time I ever did this, a floor mural. And I really give thanks to Ro and Victor, what great artists. I had fun painting. People painted also. Terry painted, Gabe painted. I forget who else painted, but mainly it was Victor, Roe, and myself. And then there was going to be the speaking. This goes, by the way, from 10:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. And if you do want to speak, it's from 5 to 7 minutes. It's not forever. It's what does peace mean to you? This is free, folks. Bring your own food. Little pop luck here. I'll be bringing Condon water. Yes, you know I am. And so you'll get an opportunity to sample it. People, there is definite change occurring. Many of us for so many years, so many, have been speaking about creating peace. I know Marianne Williamson and I and many of us have been advocating for a Department for Peace in the United States Cabinet. We need it. Peace is a way of thinking and being. And it takes something. There are times I can still be triggered, and my first response can be less than peace. I'm less than peaceful. I can still occasionally have an internal dialogue that is definitely less than peaceful. And then I grab myself in hand, or I do the protective prayer, and if you want a copy, go to themothersmanual.com or audrey.org, audrye.org, and download it for yourself. Great. And process myself. And if ever I behave inappropriately, I clean it up with myself and the other person. People, we all have to do that. Definitely come to Fort Lauderdale Peace Talks. Flagler Village Farm. And it really is. And the food is delicious, grown organically, yum. 601 Northeast 3rd Avenue, Fort Lauderdale. 30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. This Sunday, January 18th, on the eve of Martin Luther King Day, in the month of Selma, 50, being acknowledged by the amazing Oprah Winfrey. We are doing our part also. The more peace we each bring forth, the more it grows and evolves on our planet. Absolutely. Come play with us. For more information, call me. 1-888-757-3223. 1-888-757-3223. Or if you like words, 1-888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, 1-888-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. You may be wondering, did I have to pay extra to get that as my toll-free number? Yes. I did, every month, and it's worth it, because it says something, it means something, it gives forth an energy, peace. I've been to peace demonstrations, not anti-war, peace for what it is you choose. This whole business of pay up front or on the back end, be wise about what you do. Obviously, use your money in a smart way. Better to buy nutritious, real food up front. Pay that finances. Find a way to go with groups get food delivered, whatever it takes. I get my supplements and my toiletries, and I do the organic stuff. You know this, and if you don't, I'm telling you. My organic raw nuts and seeds on the internet. And I usually order in bulk. Way better prices than in the brick and mortar stores. And yes, it costs something. And I have some of the most incredible health and wellness ever, for which I am immensely grateful. So the back end is amazing health and energy, free of medical bills completely, zip. Now and then a chiropractor or acupuncture, some dental, and that's under control now. The care of the outstanding whatnot from when at a certain point in my life I had been ignoring aspects with my teeth, not anymore. And I'm in my seventh decade, people. There's no reason that everyone can't be healthier than they are. Believe me, any of us. Pay attention to how you think, what you say, what's going on deep inside, what you eat, and don't fool yourself that something is nutritious when really it's not. Someone I met this weekend at the Women's Prosperity Network's Level Up in Fort Lauderdale. We were going for a quickie bite. I was going to get a salad because that was really all there was, and she took me into a place. I am not going to mention it. I normally don't even walk into a quote-unquote fast food place. I for sure don't eat the food. And that was all there was there. And when I asked the young man at the front if the salad had iceberg or romaine lettuce, he did not even know what I was talking about. And a wonderful, bless her heart woman did. She spoke her. And she, on her own recognizance, made me a side salad made with romaine, lettuce, and tomato, which was not on the menu. And I bless her because I had something I could eat. And the young man didn't even know what romaine or iceberg was. And by the way, folks, iceberg, what it's good for is it helps you go to the bathroom. It has very little nutrition. Eat romaine, eat bib, eat leaf lettuce, kale, get it organic or clean out the pesticides with it with Kangen 11.5 pH water. Folks, thank you for listening. May you be completely blessed. May your life thrive. May you grow and develop and live your dream and your peace. Thank you for listening. Like us and share us. Bye-bye.